The media are also getting too close for comfort in France, specifically in the Tour de France. Last week, a motorbike carrying a photographer clipped one cyclist. Then on Sunday, a television car hit two riders, sending them flying into a barbed wire fence, down, bloodied, but not out. Former British cyclist and Olympic gold medalist Chris Boardman is now a commentator for British television. He says such accidents are pretty scary, but pretty rare.
It doesn't happen very often in cycling, but it is a curious kind of competition, isn't it, where it's happening on roads and it's very twisty and turny and there's an awful lot of people involved, so to make sure that we, the public, get to see the fantastic images.
Well, exactly. I mean, don't the riders of the Tour and the organizers themselves have a problem with this, you know, pretty in-your-face hazardous press coverage?
Well, as I say, I mean, we've seen two incidents here, but if we think about how many thousands of kilometres are covered, it isn't something that happens very often. You are right, they get very, very close, particularly the spectators, which is something the Tour organisers have always strived to keep, that this has always been a people's sport. They don't charge a gate fee. You can go and stand on the side of the road and watch the Tour de France. And particularly in the mountains, people love to do that and get involved. And I do find myself cringing, particularly on those stages where spectators almost swamping the riders coming up the climb. Now they've started to barrier off the last few kilometres of the mountain stages, and that seems to help a lot.
And Chris Boardman, when you were biking professionally, what was the closest call you ever had with this kind of thing?
I suppose the closest I had was in 1995 when I crashed in the rain on a descent and broke my ankle and my nose. It was a pretty nasty crash. But I actually had a team car following me, and he couldn't stop in the rain either, and the car actually broke my nose. So that's as close as I've got to a car. Too close.
Yeah, that is pretty close. Chris Boardman, former British cyclist and an Olympic gold winner, thanks very much for speaking with us.
No problem. Thank you.
You can see that shocking crash with Flecha and Hoogerland ending up on the barbed wire fence. We have the video at theworld.org.